Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
A lot of people coming in with their favorite rice. Somebody says, in hindsight, the suspension actually worked out for the Chiefs. They got to get the ground running. Now they're back to 500. Oh, and here comes Rashee Rice for your team. Somebody says, guys, the best rice is easily worthy brown rice. You can get it one Arrowhead Drive.
I love that.
What they say, 4 + 1 = 5?
Yeah. And put the three of them on there. They're ready.
Good.
The it's just fun to watch the three of them hang out.
Right.
Through social media, you know, like, hey, there they are having fun, enjoying it. That's what it should be about.
Yes.
You're playing a sport.
Yep.
Shouldn't be like it is in New York or Tennessee or Arizona or, you know, Miami or some of these other places. Like, at the end of the day, it needs to be fun. And if you're not having fun doing it, stop doing it. And these guys look like they're ready to have some fun, man. Fun. You asked me something yesterday, Mac, about coaches, right? And
yeah.
We were talking about coaches in the NFL, and you said to me, why do you think coaches like were more prepared or whatever it was back in the day than they are right now? Because these guys that are taking over for the NFL as head coaches, most of these guys are not prepared. And yeah, that's kind of how you asked it, right? Like, why? And yesterday,
yeah,
there was
what's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference? Yesterday, I came across a story for AI and how, you know, now they're using it for Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs is getting ready to fire a bunch of people because AI is taking over, right? This is where we're headed, folks. This is why I've been anti-AI for as long as I have, because it's taking away jobs, right? And so I tweeted out yesterday what the NFL is doing now when they hire these young coaches that don't have any experience. They're basically hiring AI coaches. That's exactly what they're doing. You go to AI, you ask it a question. Some of it's good. A lot of it's not. Needs experience, needs refining. You need to go through it. I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine yesterday, and he sells, you know, software for a living. And he goes, yeah, we've got this AI feature on it. It never works, right? You ask it to do something, it never finds anything. And he goes, we gave it to a customer and it's for contract law. And they said, go through this 1,000-page contract and find all the stuff. Totally missed on everything. It was just not a good feature at all, right? So there are some good things from AI, like the Binkley song. But the big picture is, AI really isn't ready to be out there mainstream taking away jobs. It's not refined enough. It's not good enough. It's not fast enough. It's not smart enough to be out there taking over jobs that are done by human beings. But that's where we are in the age of coaches right now. We're hiring all these young coordinators that don't have any experiences that are basically the AI version of what a good head coach needs to be. Yeah, they've got some things that are good and they can call a play here or there, but they're lacking the nuts and bolts of what it really takes to be a good head coach. They don't have those real world, real game, real life experiences that they can use as, oh, yeah, back in, you know, 2021, we were in this situation when I was here, and I can use that and I can move forward because I've already been in a situation like that. That's why Andy Reid is so successful, because he's been in all these experiences before. He's seen all this happen before. Literally nothing is new to Andy Reid, right? Yeah, I've seen that, been there, done that, and look where his team is. It's winning. Young coaches come in. They don't have the in-game experience being a head coach. Hell, they barely have the in-game experience of being on a sideline and being a coordinator. And so they're hiring all these AI head coaches, and then they're realizing, oh my God, I hired this AI coach. I got to get rid of this guy. I'm going to go with a real coach, a real seasoned veteran, instead of some of these AI coaches. Watch what happens in Tennessee. There will be a seasoned coach that is hired in Tennessee, because that's the cycle of life. I understand giving young guys an opportunity, but I think a lot of times in the NFL especially, we are so quick to determine this guy's going to be a great head coach because it's week three and his offense just put up 42 points. That does not make a good head coach. You have to have those game experiences, those life experiences. You can't be an AI head coach in the NFL. Everybody sees through it. Ask Aaron Glenn about what's going on right now. That guy's an AI head coach right now. Look good coaching the defense, can't manage a roster. You don't know what guys are going to be like until they get in to those situations. But more often than not, these guys that they're hiring now with no experience, they're just AI coaches that are okay, but you got to do too much massaging behind the scenes to make it look good. And so I think the NFL needs to change a little bit and stop hiring guys that just don't have this experience and go get guys that have been around the league that have seen things before.
So coordinators shouldn't be hired, is what?
Well, I don't care what you did. Andy Reid's never been a coordinator in the NFL.
Yeah. So I guess to me, it sounds like a catch 22. Like when you get out of college, you don't get a job because you need experience. Yeah. Well, I can't get experience until I get hired.
Well, you go work at a smaller place and you learn and get that experience. Like if you're a football coach, the logical approach should be you become a GA at a college. You learn there. Then you get promoted and you're on a college staff for a little bit of time. Then you get the opportunity to be a low-level NFL assistant and you learn, you know, the special team side of things, or a linebacker coach. And you work your way up and you have those experiences along the way. The best bosses are the ones that have had these experiences that are able to empower their people. And that's the other thing that you see a lot of in the NFL now with these young coaches. They don't empower their assistant coaches because they don't have the believability in themselves. They don't have the self-esteem in themselves. And they try to do everything because they feel like they have to do everything. They can't trust anybody out there to do stuff. The older you get, the more you just trust everybody. You're like, all right, I got this guy here. He can do that. He can do that. The best head coaches are the best delegators, okay? They allow their guys to do their thing. You think Andy Reid's had some conversations with Steve Spagnuolo ever? Nope, you're good, Steve. You do your thing. Same thing with Dave Tobe. Get rid of Harry, but other than that, we're doing okay, right? Like, you put people in power. You empower those people as a leader. You oversee. And guys that are young don't understand that because, oh, I'm 35 years old. I got to prove to everybody that I'm this awesome head coach. I'm this awesome play caller. I got to do it all. No, you don't. Hire smart people. Put great people around you. Let them do their job. But these young coaches won't do that. And they don't have the real life experiences. When you get into a game situation, you look at these coaches and they don't know what to do because they've never been there before. That's not a knock on them. That's a knock on the hiring process. Being a head coach in the NFL, being on the sidelines in the NFL is intense. You were down there for a game.
Very intense.
Holding a microphone. How intense was that down there on that sideline?
A million moving parts.
Right. And you've got to have somebody that's in control, that has been there before, that has been a leader before. Not some 35-year-old that's never done it. Now, there are, again, exceptions to every rule. I get that. But more often than not, these retreads that get, you know, not retreads, but these young guys that get hired as NFL head coaches have no business managing a Wendy's.
Because there would be a lot of examples in today's NFL, because we had a topic last week of the renaissance of young coaches, like Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, Shanahan.
Mm-hmm. LaFleur.
Yeah, and for every one of those, you can give you 10 that have been absolute total dog, you know, rizzes.
And Andy Reid could be one of those guys, too, because when he got hired in Philadelphia, we watched it in the Kingdom. They were like, who?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid? He's been like a coordinator for Holmgren.
But you know what he had when he came in there? A plan, a book of how I'm going to do it. Because I learned from Mike Holmgren. I learned from Bill Walsh. I learned from some of the greatest minds in sports. And Andy Reid put together that plan as he was coaching with these guys. If I ever get an opportunity to be a head coach, here's my plan. Goes into that meeting in Philadelphia with that plan. Learn from Mike Holmgren. Learn from Bill Walsh. Real world experiences. You saw him as the leader on the sidelines when he covered up for Brett Favre. I mean, like that kind of stuff. Like, that's leadership type stuff. A young guy on the sidelines is not going to do that to his quarterback. Doesn't know to do that to his quarterback. That's Andy Reid being around, absorbing. And the guy that he worked with at BYU all those years. Binkley will text you his name. Lavelle E. Neal or something was the guy who was the coach at BYU for 100 years that was a living legend out there. Andy Reid played for him, learned from him. Guys are coming into this league and they're 35 years old. Who have you learned from to be a head coach in this league? You have nothing on your resume. You have no real life experiences. That's why these guys are failing. They may ultimately be good head coaches. They just don't have enough experience to coach at this point in time, and players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
See right through that.
I'd love to keep talking about this because I got something on this from the Brian Callahan perspective from what we just saw, if we want to do that on the other side.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. Because yeah. I like that perspective. You got people down there and you kind of have an idea of what was going on down there. But my whole like failure of head coaches comes from watching Todd Haley. I mean, just watching that guy just miscoach everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.